Everybody, this is KP here. We are currently starting this show, and I'm calling it a show. It's this recording is being recorded on November 23rd, 2020, and the time right now is 6:14 p.m., which would be 18:14 in 24-hour lingo. I just felt very strongly. I just got back from doing quite a few things today and enjoying the journey. That's one thing that I feel is very important for right now, to enjoy the journey. And when I was out on my journey today, I just realized that, you know, I put a short video up that about the message being enjoy in the place we are in right now, whatever place that is. It's to me, it's very important to to be in that place, to stay in that place, and to stay connected to that place and that inner place. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening that certainly on the planet, and the unfoldment of, you know, primarily centered around the election deal with the U.S. That's one thing. And I'm linking to that video that I made that came up today. And we're kind of going through this process I feel it's cleansing, you know, cleansing the planet. And it's not only cleansing the planet physically, but it's also on pretty much all dimensions that have to be released and cleared out. For me, that's kind of how it feels. It's like all dimensions. If we're on looking at certain things from a certain outlook, it's kind of like we have been given the opportunity now to start expanding that outlook. And all I can say is that's kind of like the words I'm getting, expanding the outlook and expanding the view. Having come over here myself to the, we'll call it the Midwest, it's been very clear to me that my function here is to... There's a number of things that are going on, and it's not just a cut and dried thing. It's not this cut and driedness, you know, which is kind of, it's nothing is cut and dry, you know. That's one thing that I'm reeling. It's just not one idea, not one particular idea. Oh yeah, I'll come here and I'll do this and I'll do that and I'll go back to Hawaii. And to me, it's very clear, it's not just a simple thing like that. It's just a simple outlook deal. Absolutely not. So whether people like it or not, that's just the way I see it. And one thing that I did notice was, and I, at the end of this, you know, I post Kaulana Napua, the song. I start with the song, you heard the song, and then I've not put up a translation to the words. And I'm getting this from Wikipedia, so I'm hoping that there's some accuracy here, but it really means, I thought the first part, you know, Kaulana Napua, a'o Hawaii'i. You Balabala anunumega pakaha. Balabala anunumega pakaha. There we go. It's been a while since I've sung it. I did sing it myself when I would play. But here's the first and the last verse. I'll just share you this. This was written by Eleanor Kekoa Ohiva Ikalani, right? Prendergast. Talk about names. You get some major ones there. In 1893, for members of the Royal Hawaiian Band who protested the overthrow of Queen Liliuokalani and the Hawaiian Kingdom. And it's kind of like a patriot's song. And to me, I've connected with this for the last few shows. And this one is, you know, it's a very beautiful song. And of course, I do post the link to a video of Makaha Sons, and with some other people involved in that too, and also a link to these lyrics or translation. So what it's like the children of Hawaii. Blessings, famous are the children of Hawaii. Napua, a'o Hawaii. Ever loyal to the land and or the environment. When the evil-hearted messenger comes with his greedy document of extortion. And that, of course, is the supposed document that turned over the islands to these businessmen, group of businessmen. Well, it never legally happened, and it still has not been legally the whole Kingdom of Hawaii was never legally ceded to the United States. That's going to be changed. It's going to be changed. The last verse says, "We support Liliuokalani, who has won the rights of the land. The story is told of the people who love the land." And it's so beautiful. I mean, I love it in Hawaiian. It's such a beautiful song. To me, it really reflects in a lot of ways what's going on now. And, you know, reflects what's going on the current planetary situation. And it's like a, you know, the pua, children, Kaulana Napua, famous are the flowers of the planet. And, you know, we're each a flower of the planet. We're each a blossomed from the planet, you know, through our parents. We also have, you know, the ideas, the groups that are coming together now, the ideas that are being put forth, a lot of ideas. These ideas that are now coming through a lot of people are awakening a lot of people. So to me, this is very much, you know, it's related to the great, this song is related to what is being called the Great Awakening. And it's very, it's a very appropriate song. And, you know, when I first heard it, for some reason, I mean, I've played it before, but I always played the Brother Is, you know, ALA, the Sovereignty song. But this one just seemed to be really fitting into what's going on right now. So that's one thing that is definitely a part of my awareness. And so we're just kind of going forth with this and continuing on the pathway over here with the house and with the parental affairs that I'm kind of assigned with. But it's more becoming more and more of a joyful journey. So that was a message was important to me today to hear that. And when I drive, you know, that's part of the thing that happens to, maybe it's, I'm sure this happens with other people too. They have their own certain channel of when people start getting information. With me, it's with driving. Now here, I noticed that you know, the important message was being in joy in the place we are in, and that was really, really an important message to me. So it's kind of really a thing that popped up today, and it occurred at, let's see, today is 11:23-20, so you got a 1, 1, 2, 3, and then it was also at 1:23 p.m. So it's kind of like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And, you know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So it's not, something is like we're taking the steps. 1, 2, 3. All right, we're on the move. Step 1, step 2, step 3. But to me, this journey is, you know, we learn how to go through it. And to me, it's very important to remain in joy. And I'm talking, that's what enjoy means. Be in joy, and in the light, in the peace, in the whatever that means to you, but to be in a joyful place, a joyful vibration, full of joy, joyful vibration is really what that's all about. No matter what's going on around, you know, there's, people wearing this, some people wearing that, and I am one who has reacted to it, and I believe I'm learning to release that grasp of what I felt this was about. And it's okay to have a certain idea that this is happening for this, and it's happening for that. Maybe they're trying to imprison us and all this and all that. Guaranteed, that's not going to happen. That particular timeline, I believe, is not, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. So, you know, we're in this phase of moving through this. It's a phase of moving through it. And so, it's very, 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 important for myself, at least, is to, you know, there is, for one thing, I have noticed, there is like a restlessness. I've noticed a restlessness within myself, and I've also noticed that, it's kind of a thing where, that restlessness is sort of bringing something up, feeling a lack of progress. That's what I put earlier. It's bringing stuff up. To me, that's like a restlessness. Like you're digging the soil. You're kind of okay. What's coming up now? This stuff can be emotional, physical. It can be inner things. It can also be, I'm sure, relationships with people or whatever. Can be where we're going to go next, what our pathway is. It's really a very tumultuous time, but it's also a great discovery time. So, you know, and it, to me, it's like, it's really learning about perhaps our inner selves, our what needs to be looked at and things like that. So to me, it's personally really just taking care of my individual personal items. And it might involve other people, but if it has to do a reaction to somebody or perhaps a relationship with somebody, then, you know, that's something that I'm finding more and more I kind of have to look at, or I'm kind of being moved to look at. And, okay, well, I don't have to behave like all the blood relatives that live over here. I don't have to be that way. I don't have to follow their path. And with regards to this or with regards to that, whether, you know, Thanksgiving Day is coming up and it's all this and all that, and I know certain people will do certain things, but, you know, it's, I think a lot of people are being guided to just keep it small, keep it local, keep it individual. So, you know, it's taking care of those things and also trying, kind of not getting distracted from that. And one of the things that I found was that there was a, you know, that I found for myself at least, you know, was a very, was a very major item. I'll call it major. I just had one, and it was recently, and it was like just something I didn't realize I was holding on to. And, you know, it just all of a sudden hit that I needed to let go of it. And it was something that I'd been a part of for, you know, maybe 15 years or so, quite a few years. And, but it was something that was so clear now that it, this had to be completely released. All connections had to be released. All things related to that needed to be released and reconfigured or whatever. Not reconfigured, but it had to be just released. And so, you know, it just was very important for that to go, you know, to be done. So, let me slow down just a tiny bit here. Just go back through some of the posts that have come out. Let's see. And I just, you know, there's a lot of things that the people I put up there, once again, I put things on the blog simply if I get deep down within me, deep within me, that it's something to put up. I'm not putting up every piece of news about, you know, the election scenario, what's going on today. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue doing it that way. I did, you know, Lori Ladd had a video about the next 6 weeks, which I think was, you know, can be very helpful. And, you know, so this is one thing, but there's a bunch of others. Charlie Ward, there were a couple things about that. And we're kind of looking at these things play out. There's Jason Q, Tara Dean, all that, and I've been listening to a few more Charlie Wards today, or a couple others videos today, and so I may do more posts, you know, where I have several videos which are viewed, and keep it simple that way. So part of it is, I think there's a desire to, for myself at least, to step back and to just be local, be here in my own place. And, you know, it's kind of a, to, you know, it's sort of remaining within and take care of my own things. And not to be too concerned with what's going on in the outer. So that's what a lot of these videos are about. Sometimes it's about, you see things going on and, okay, well, so-and-so's doing this and so-and-so's doing that, and oh, look at that, the all this came out and things are being exposed. No doubt, absolutely. One thing I did find out, you know, as far as my own local, well, one of my arenas here, now, maybe it's not quite so local, but, you know, there are those who really don't view things in the same way that I do, and many people who probably follow this blog do, But I see this whole process as being a worldwide, a planetary transformation. It has to be, again, just as we are individually, the planet is being cleared out. The planet is many things that have been hidden for ages and ages are being exposed or apocalypsed, unveiled. And this is a time of the apocalypse, the great apocalypse, where everything is being unveiled. It cannot be kept secret anymore. So all these things are coming out, and there's all these different channels which one can watch and one can get information from. And it's, you know, just an amazing time to be here. I think it's more amazing if you actually understand that this is what's going on. You know, whether you like this one person or not, or whether you like what they're doing or not, it's like when you see the whole picture, you see the multidimensional picture. To me, that's very important. And so, you know, at least it makes the ride, it's important. It makes the ride much easier and much more fun. So, and we have a choice of what we can, you know, how we look at things. But I just love getting a lot of information, a lot of data. Most, I would say 99% of it, I don't put up. I just see it. And I said, oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Oh, no, okay, here, I want to go through this stuff and that stuff and want to clear a couple things out. But you know, kind of taking care of the situation and following, you know, always, you know, follow the higher guidance. That, to me, is the most important thing. And to me, today, I actually was in this one store, starts with a W, ends with a Mart, and I didn't realize what I was going in there for. There are a couple little things I know I wanted, but there's, I said, well, what if the gas goes off and I can't cook anything or boil any water? Well, I got one of these little propane that runs on a 1 pound propane tank and this little campfire stove. I had one of those in Hawaii for an emergency. So I got one of those. I may get another kind later, but, it's just something to have around in case I wanted to boil some water or, you know, whatever. We'll just sort of see how things work out with that. But, you know, there's kind of a guidance, you know, following the guidance. I found a couple other new things that I hadn't seen before and, you know, some sort of emergency lights. And I'm just sort of staying in the flow of the guidance, you know, staying in the flow of the guidance. This is not a fearful guidance. It's not. I'm not getting this because, oh, the whole planet's going to fall apart. I don't feel that that's going to happen. But there may be periods of time when maybe we'll need things like that. So I have no idea. I have no idea. I'm not kind of, it's like I'm not being shown what the 3D outer details are going to be like. To me, it's most important to stay connected to inner, higher, I call it higher inner guidance, the higher self, inner self guidance. To me, that's the very most important thing to do. So I guess that's about it for today. I did see a lot of ships. I mean, to me, they show up as little cloud puffs, as sort of saucer-like cloud puffs. So I saw a lot of, you know, I saw quite a few, a lot of those formations out there. And I really feel the galactic presence is very strong. The galactic presence is here, whatever that means, and that can mean a lot of different things. And, you know, these ships can also mean a lot of different things, too. I said, I'm not saying it's an actual physical ship. I think a lot of the physical things we see are sort of these higher tech either deep state or now, you know, space tech, military things. But to me, it's the presence. It's the presence that's important. These little the clouds I saw today, I said, God, there's a lot of them today. There's a lot of them. I feel the presence. I feel that presence within me. So bottom line, I'm feeling great about how things are going and what's going on and the fact that I'm here in this one place right now. So we'll end this again with the ending part of Kaulana Napua. We support Liliʻuaʻi Kalani, you know, who's like a flower, Liliʻuaʻi, who has won the rights of the land. The story is told of the people who love the land. And that's what we're heading into and we're doing right now. Loving the land by allowing the darkness to be cleared out and encouraging everyone to start, you know, whoever can do it, wake up. Keep waking up and finding the new path. So, aloha, and we will talk later. And blessings to all on this beautiful day. Aloha. Aloha. Na kapuana kapoe.